I'm Zachary Turner. A shot of cold air from over the Great Lakes sent North Carolina an early holiday present last night. But does this end the city's nearly three-year-long snow drought? Here's the report. Charlotte saw snowflakes for the first time in nearly 3 years, according to National Weather Service's Andrew Kimball. But it wasn't enough to break the city's nearly three-year spell of no snow.
Technically, the snow drought continues because it wasn't measurable.
Despite social media images of snow-covered vehicles, the National Weather Service gauge at Charlotte Douglas International Airport didn't record snowfall over the measurable depth of 0.1 inch. While last night's 40 minutes of snow ended Charlotte's flake drought, Assistant State Climatologist Corey Davis said folks shouldn't get their hopes up for a white Christmas.
Another good example of that was back in 2018. We had a pretty solid snow event in the first week of December that year. Some parts of the Piedmont up in the Triad had almost a foot of snow from that one, and that was really the only snow that they saw for the entire winter.
Still, it is uncommon for Charlotte to receive even flakes this early. And while a single weather-related event doesn't make or break a trend, climate change has played a role in the current snow drought. According to Climate Central, Charlotte's average winter temperature is up 4.1 degrees since 1970.
You go back to the late 1980s, this was a time when Charlotte would average almost 8 inches of snow per year.
The city's last measurable snowfall was 0.2 inch on January 29th, 2022. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.